Was that right in the
Okay. Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
Yep.
Number 15.
No, you said 16.
Oh, shoot.
That's you're right.
See? Oh, my word. Yes, it's 16.
We just talked about it.
Literally just talked about it, Lisa.
You should
like, when I say literally talked about it, it was 2 seconds ago.
You put 15 in my head, uh-huh. And then I'm stuck on 15.
Yeah. So crazy. I hope y'all liked my cough right before.
Hit record and Amy coughs.
Yeah, that was good. Something typical. A kid would do. Okay, how's everything going?
Good. How was your weekend? You guys at the lake?
Yes, yes, and yes.
It's where you live.
Uh-huh. Yep. So I walked outside and stepped on some rocks, made my feet go insane. I don't know what. I mean, it was like stepping on fire ants. I don't know what it was. I think I was really tired. My blood flow wasn't moving yet or something. And they would not quit itching. Like, it was the most insane itch.
Were the rocks hot?
No, they were just like this little sharp pebbles. Little pebble-like things. And it was like me stepping on a pincushion or something, but I couldn't get my feet to settle. It was like I was rubbing my feet together like crickets trying to get them to stop, and it was like not going away. So I thought, I'm going to take my red light mat. And I just set my feet on them, settled down the fiery feet in minutes. So...
Did you ask ChatGPT why your feet went on fire after you stepped on rocks?
I think it was circulation. I think it was honestly, I was probably straight out of bed and nothing was moving. And it was just, you know, like walking on glass. But I think that's probably what it was.
Stimulated blood flow or something down to your feet.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't talk to your boyfriend, ChatGPT, and ask
him. I didn't. I was pretty confident that's what happened.
You didn't need this. No.
And then we had a crazy windstorm pop up, almost like what happened at like Tahoe, like not quite that scale, but it was kind of weird because Ty and Steven were out on the water on the paddle boards.
I was on the phone with you.
Oh, you were?
I asked you if it was coming because it had just come through Tulsa.
Oh, they got blown straight over to some people's house. Like, I was panicked because then I sent Rocky out to go find him and I was like, what in the world is happening?
It's like Tahoe.
So yeah, it was a little scary.
I was on the phone with you and I said, have you guys gotten that storm? And you said, not yet. I think you said it was getting cloudy or something, but you looked on your weather app and then you said, I gotta go because Steven's out on the water. And you said, I'll call you back. And it's now Tuesday. And I haven't heard back. So I was gonna give you a hard time about it. But now I know, okay, you were a little worried. So
that's what it was. Good. Yeah, that's right. Oh, see, I don't remember talking to you and telling you I was going to call you back. That's funny.
Yeah, because it's your habit. You just say it.
Call you right back.
It's your natural goodbye.
Got to go. Call you right back. So what else about you?
Oh, it was good. It was busy. I always say that it was busy, but I feel like it's just constant going. Went to dinner with friends.
Where did you eat?
We went on it's my standby. If I don't know where else to go, I go to Fleming's.
There you go.
I love their filet, and it's just an easy restaurant to get into. It's not ever crowded. Mm-hmm. It's simple. And so when we don't know where to go, that's where we usually end up.
Nice.
And I just like it. It's at Utica and easy to get to. Yeah. So did that. And then, their meals are always, I never have issues with their food. It's always good. And then I went to see my dad on Sunday. I'd been over there in a while and helped him. We're still trying to get his internet and TVs and all that stuff figured out because we had to make some changes. So went over there Sunday and just kind of a crazy weekend of
same old, same old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Busy. Food and family.
But I have to laugh because, you know, we talk about this all the time on here. I'm always trying to figure out my sleep because I get zero typically. And I try something new and it works for a few days and then I'm off on my next tangent. But I had been doing pretty well. I was actually, I'd got a really good system in place and was actually not bad, getting some good scores, 85% sleep efficiency and about 6 hours, 5 to 6 hours of sleep. Well, then it started declining because if I throw my schedule off by a little bit, it declines. And that stupid Aura ring, which I love because it gives you all your data.
Called you out.
It also judges you.
Yes.
So it said, you know, it gives you messages based on your metabolic and all your stuff. And it said that that my sleep score is declining. Is there something that's keeping me awake at night? And then it gave me the warning not to use blue light at night because
which is your phone.
Right.
Or your computer.
Or your TVs or your light bulbs and your lamps, all of it is a blue light. And I do try to stop that. And, you know, I don't ever hardly have my TV on, but mm-hmm. that's part of my routine. And then it said, the last thing it said is like, and by the way, sunsets are orange and yellow, not blue.
Not
like,
blue.
Okay, idiot. I understand that. I
so
know.
Did you order some blue light glasses?
I did. My readers have the blue light mm-hmm. reflector, but not that I need readers. I'm just saying right. that they are. And yes, I did order specific lights to wear in the evening or glasses to wear in the evening. And I also okay. ordered light bulbs for my bedside
yes.
lamps.
Yes.
Because I do tend to go to bed and then I check my phone, you know, so then it's...
So are they red?
They are red. Yeah.
So that it's funny you even brought that up because just last night I was looking for something on the side of my bed and I told you I'd bought the boys like these little red, they're by Huda, I think is the name brand. Of it. And they're a little clip-on like book light, but it puts out the perfect red light to use at night or while they're studying or whatever. And so I found it, I charged it and I've got it. So I'm ready to take it with me. Wherever, you know, yeah. I need to start using it as well. But still, it doesn't fix the problem if I'm on my phone at night. I need to have glasses.
Yeah.
Because I think it would help me a lot.
I think so, too. I'm anxious.
Even to have them in his cop car because, my goodness, the way they have to sit
on their
computers. In that dang car, especially at night, on that computer, I'm like, they all need to have, the police department needs to pay for blue glasses. Mm-hmm. Blue light. That's what they need to do.
Because when you sit by a cop, if you see him sitting in a parking lot doing work on their yeah. computer, their whole car is lit up blue on the inside.
Oh.
So that's a definite telltale sign that they're getting yeah. all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine's coming today. They're on their way. They're out for delivery. So I'm excited about that. And I like the fact that it's in I can put them in my lamps in my bedroom
yeah.
because I do a really good job of keeping the living room lights close to me off. And I don't always have the TV on. Like last night, mm-hmm. I didn't even turn on the TV. So, but then I go to my bedroom and the first thing I do is turn on my bedside lamp, which yep. is flickers. It is that light. And so I'm anxious to get the...
Because remember, everybody, we talked about taking your camera in slow motion, put it on the slow motion and take a picture of any light in your house and or your computer screen. That's why you see the flickering happen. And when you do it in slow motion, you'll really see what your mind is constantly having to work through all the flickering in these LED lights and why it's so bad. We should not be having to deal with that. So that's why all these glasses and things like that so important.
Really help.
Uh-huh.
And to go back to red light, the goggles I talked about a few episodes yeah. back that I'd bought these red light goggles from London that are really supposed to help your mitochondria and help can improve your vision. Obviously, I don't think there's much that can, but it actually helps it. The healing of the mitochondria, which then makes your eyesight clearer a little mm-hmm. bit better. And it's supposed to help with your farsightedness. And so I've been reading more about them now that they've been out for a while and more people are using them. And they say that the instructions said every 5 days. They said that you could do it more often. It's not going to hurt your eyes to do it more often. But there's no clinical trial that says if you do it more often, it improves it better or faster or quicker. Mm-hmm. But I've been going down my rabbit hole of just researching all the red light goggles. And they do say if you do it every morning, it's all about the circadian rhythm. You know, you're supposed to get sunlight in the morning and you're supposed to watch sunset at night.
Yep.
And so the red light goggles, putting those on in the morning is sort of that same. It gets your circadian rhythm activated for daytime. And also what people are saying that they have seen the difference in like their dry eyes. A lot of people have dry eyes, especially the ones that have had surgery mm-hmm. years ago. Their eyes are really dry.
Those plugs.
Mm-hmm. And I have dry eye. I always have. I can't wear contacts mm-hmm. because my eyes are too dry. My contacts just dry out.
Yep.
And I have noticed that because I started doing them every day. Then in the morning, again, trying to just keep the sleep pattern, I don't have dry eyes.
Wow.
I feel like it's helping my vision. I've told you I stopped wearing my glasses when I drive, which I've always needed them for nearsightedness. Yeah. I still don't. There are times I get to someplace and I realize I haven't got my glasses on while I'm driving, which is unusual. I don't see that it's helping my farsightedness really,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely is taking the dryness away from my eyes. And so I do it every morning within an hour of waking up.
That's interesting because the last time I went to the eye doctor a few weeks ago, we talked about me going in for some kind of massage for yeah. a couple of like ducts I've got clogged and then the whole tear duct thing.
He's talked to me about that too.
Mm-hmm.
when I, because I suffered so much from dry eyes. And there is that, if you can massage that tear duct and get some of the fluid out.
That's what they said.
What did he tell me to do? It's been a few years. Something about putting, I can't remember. Something about putting something in, like a tennis ball in a sock and just rubbing it underneath your eye to open up that tear duct.
I bet ChatGPT will know.
You ask him, because he has all the answers.
I will ask. We'll have an answer by next week.
So the red light goggles aren't even in the U.S. I mean, they'll ship to the U.S., but they come from London. But you only wear them for 3 minutes. It shuts off automatically. And
I can do almost anything for 3 minutes. Yeah. My attention span is about as good
about
as
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Max. But it is true, because you are, even at 3 minutes, I'm like, I think this thing's lasting longer than 3 minutes today, which it's not, because it shuts off automatically. But there
that's
are times
pushing it for me too.
3 minutes is a long time. Well, speaking of ChatGPT, he's now becoming my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I had to go to him and ask for a schedule, because I'm taking so many peptides, by the way.
I'm just telling you, when I walked in, and I said this last week, I could see a difference in you. This week, I'm like, you just look brighter. Like, I can't even explain it. Now, I know you've also added some new skincare, which I think is also working for you. But you just, I don't know, there's something different going. I can tell working for you.
Thank you. I'm a big believer in them now, because I will tell you, especially with my knee. So I started taking, I have a client that owns a wellness clinic, and they administer peptides. And we've talked about peptides, but they're just short chains of amino acids of things that we've already had in our body forever, but they deplete as you get older. And so I started, when I hurt my knee, I wish I would have called her the day I hurt my knee and had her order some.
Yeah.
But I didn't. It was a week later. So then by the time you get them, because they have to compound them at a compounding pharmacy, it was another week. But I started taking them. So I've been taking them for 2 weeks today. And within, I would say, 3 days, I had no pain in my knee. Now, I had side effects from the injury, where my calves were tight, my thigh was really tight from just walking.
Like, she couldn't even get out of a chair.
No. And walking on, basically, I'm not even going to say it, but with the help of an instrument.
It was as bad as you can get.
And I literally took the pain away. So I don't have any pain in my knee. I just have, there's some stiffness in the muscle around it, which I just need to stretch out.
Yeah.
Took that away completely. And I know that that's the one, if you're not familiar with it, professional athletes use when they do have an injury and it repairs the injury.
And that's the 157.
BPC 157 is for the injuries. And then I started taking CJC with impamoralin, which is a growth hormone, and it actually protects your muscles if you're trying to lose weight, or you're just getting older as women and you're not working out with weights enough. Protects your muscle, and it also gets rid of visceral fat, belly fat, burns fat. And then I also do NAD plus, which is, what is it called? The fountain of youth, where it kind of stops. All of our cells have NAD in it. Obviously, they deplete over time. It's replenishing those cells again. But I had to go to ChatGPT, because I'm taking so many, I couldn't keep track of, because you do some daily, like the ones for my knee, I inject daily. Some I do every other day, 2 days a week. And so finally, I just went to ChatGPT and I was like, I need a schedule. And it put together a really thorough schedule of which day I'm taking which product and how many units I take of each product.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It did the same thing for me with my extracts. You know, I take all that Irish moss and cat's claw, all that. And it gave me a schedule and asked me if I was taking any other medications, and it totally said, you know, you can take it with this, not with this, with that. I mean, so people really should utilize that for anything that they're taking, and they want to know if it's better to take it in the morning. I mean, it will help you optimize anything that you're taking. It's very helpful.
So I just kept digging deeper as I had it put the schedule for me. And then I said, well, give me all the benefits of these three peptides. This is what I'm taking, although I know the benefits because I've been working with Karen for so long. That's Kinetic Clinic, by the way, if anybody's interested in peptides in Tulsa. But so it gave me, like, they're like, oh man, you're really on the way to getting healing and feeling better. Mm-hmm. So it gave me all the benefits. And then I know I have Hashimoto's based on my thyroid blood count. And so I was like, okay, I'm taking all these. I'm also taking these supplements. What else do I need to help me cure it naturally? Because I don't want to get on a thyroid medication because who does? And so it gave me a list of all the others. I'm pretty much taking everything. There were a couple of things I need to look at. The one thing is cow organs.
Yes, the beef organs.
That's the big thing right now.
My friend has struggled. First of all, she has 5 kids and she's as big as my pinky. Okay. And she has struggled with gaining weight. Now, her hairdresser needed to lose weight. Okay. So it adjusts whatever to you. Now, so anyways, my friend was very, her hair was breaking, very thin, could never gain weight. I mean, she's been doing the beef organs. She is so unbelievably healthy looking now. Like, I have never seen her look like this. And it is all to beef organs. And then her hairdresser has lost weight because doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been reading a lot about him. So that's, and ChatGPT told me I needed to.
Now, another girl, and now they're taking it in a pill form.
Yes.
Now, another girl that I know, she's having it mixed into her hamburger meat.
Oh, you can if you go to a butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, liver and all of the.
She's like, her kids don't know. So no. I do want to look into doing that, but I better not be gaining any weight. I can tell you that right now. That will not be my friend.
Depends on your body, where your body is. But yeah, so he did suggest that too, old ChatGPT. And then mm-hmm. I asked for just to give me a eating plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what I shouldn't eat and what I should eat.
Yeah.
And so, boy, you know, I eat really healthy, but I'm also not necessarily eating the right things I need to be eating, even mm-hmm. though it's healthy and it's clean and it's good for Hashimoto's. So mm-hmm. today I started. So I had salmon for breakfast.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Oh,
no salmon for breakfast.
But we'll see. When I
speaking of eating healthy, I was looking for a seeded watermelon. You know, because it's always been important, you know, your fruit has seeds, you know, all right. These seedless grapes and all that. It's crap. No.
Yeah.
Man, it was kind of hard to find a seeded watermelon. I called Natural Grocers. It was kind of my first thing thinking they do not have, they're all seedless at Natural Grocers. And I'm kind of like, is this a joke that you guys have seedless watermelons here? This is what you're selling there. My sister did say that Sam's had, and I said, they're black seeds. They're actually like, she's like, yeah, we bought 2 at Sam's at Tulsa Hills. They had black seeded watermelons there. So I was surprised to find that out. But otherwise, several people have messaged me because I'd made a post about it. Said, you know, obviously some fruit stands. I'm going to have to just stop at one and get it, which I would prefer to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm at least going to grab one at Sam's and get one there. But I was like, man, but people don't realize all this seedless stuff is not your friend. No. That is all genetically modified. It is made to be sterile, which that means we're eating stuff with sterile chemicals. I mean, infertile chemical. Like, what is that doing to us? So
it's convenient, but it's not good for you.
No.
Got to go back to some
watermelon spitting contest.
Why don't you plant your own? I'm surprised you don't have a garden.
We have actually before. When my mom lived next door, we had some watermelons that we were growing in between the fences and stuff like that. So we'll do it again. I think we really just haven't had the time to tend to it. I have some bell peppers I got to go pick today. Eek, and I was supposed to do it last night, actually. So hopefully nothing got them.
Oh, you do have those planted?
Uh-huh. Got some bell peppers. And I need more. I need to do some other stuff, though. I've been doing my flowers. My zinnias are my thing right now.
I saw your zinnias.
Yeah.
Those are
so
pretty.
That's what I've been working on. My flowers, my elephant ears. Those are my rooted some more sweet potato vine.
I love those.
I know. So I did some clippings. I've just never really played with stuff too much. So did some clippings, stuck them in some water. And yeah, in a week I have some roots. Now I'm going to get some more.
A couple years ago, or closer to when I finished chemo, I guess, I thought I'm going to plant my own vegetables. I'm in a garden. So I stood out in my patio and I was like, oh, am I kidding? I'm not doing that.
I know, it's a lot of work.
I have no, I would love to have it, but I don't want.
We have so many squirrels and stuff around here.
Rabbits.
So,
and,
yes. You know,
my neighbor does really well with stuff. She has an herb garden and she has a composting, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I have
my sister has llama poop that people come and get for their stuff because she has llamas. So
for gardens and
for
stuff,
garden, for gardens, it's like amazing fertilizer, apparently.
Oh, llamas. So are, how many does she have?
A few. They're pretty cool. Have you not seen pictures of me with my llama?
No.
They're her llamas. Yeah, I always say they're judging, like they're talking trash on you. And you can just tell they're like llama talking you behind your back. I do not trust those llamas. So
yeah, I would not stand close to one.
No.
I think that they would win in a battle.
They would.
We're always talking about hacks.
Yes.
So I have little fountains in my backyard. out my patio and little solar fountains, you know, water fountains. And so I'm always worried about, I know the birds land on it. I don't want the birds to get contaminated by whatever's in the water. So I'm always trying to keep it clean.
Yes.
And so trying to figure out, how am I going to keep this clean and not...
Because they don't ever go to the lake water or anything like that.
The birds, I know.
They get bottled water at your house.
Get very good water.
They get Avion at your house.
There's no fungus in our water. Anyway, so if you put a penny in the fountain, it keeps the fungus out. The key is before 1982.
Because the copper.
Because of the copper. So.
Mm-hmm. I used to be real OCD about trying to pick our pennies before that. Because you really should save them in case there was like big dilemma. So you would have. And the same goes for dimes. Any dimes before 1965. So 1964 or newer, they had 90% copper content. Did you know that?
No.
Dimes before 1964 have literally whole value. I mean, they are 90% silver. They don't make them like that anymore.
No, I know.
So when you find those, hold on to them.
I have a ton. I have a ton of change.
Yeah, look for those and just put them away.
I'll get on that.
Mm-hmm. You know you're going to look.
Okay, I have a bajillion of them. Got them everywhere in my house.
Yep.
Okay, so I went down a new rabbit hole, which seems to be what we do often, you and I.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you heard of your glymphatic system? This was new to me.
I have not heard of that.
And I forget even know what I was listening to, and they were talking about your glymphatic. I'm like, what is that? Are they saying lymphatic and they have a speech impediment? Mm-hmm. What are they saying? No, glymphatic. It's the brain waste clearing network in your head. So it's the thing that keeps you awake at night. Like when you go to bed, all of a sudden your brain turns on. It's that. That's your glymphatic network. And
wow,
it needs to be cleaned out.
So it's
while
like
you
having
sleep.
A cache file on your phone. When they say clear the cache,
it's all the junk that you've stored in your brain.
We'll have a ton of it.
Well, the smarter people have more, I'm sure.
Yes, right. So how do we dump it?
It kicks into high gear while you sleep, especially during deep sleep, and helps flush out the toxins and dead cells and brain gunk, like beta amyloid, the stuff that's linked to Alzheimer's. You know, and they say that all the time, that if you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, it does give you more of a chance for Alzheimer's and dementia. And that's the glymphatic system that's causing that. So you've got to dump the gunk out of your brain. So they say the ways to do it. Well, your symptoms can be that if you don't, which I think is probably my problem every day since my brain never gets to dump because it's not sleep long enough. It causes brain fog, headaches, poor memory, and you get a higher risk of dementia. The things to do to help is sleep on your side, which I got that down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, me too.
7 to 8 hours sleep. I haven't seen 7 to 8 hours sleep in about 20 years.
No.
No alcohol before bed. No. Hydrate, tons of water, which I do that. And then red light therapy. We're the queens of red light therapy.
Yes.
So our brains should be gunk
free. We're halfway there.
Yeah. But isn't it crazy?
My deal is the picking up the phone at night.
Yeah.
I'm on that phone before I go to bed.
Me
and I got to quit. That is my weakness.
Yeah. But I think that's kind of where everybody checks their phone. As if somebody that literally studies social media marketing and when people are on it, the time they're on it the most is from 7 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really wanting to get your word out there to people and your post for people to see it, that's the time to post.
Yeah.
Because that's when the most people are on it, which is the time we should not be on it if we're going to try to get some really good sleep at night. So I had no idea the glymphatic system. I get
Interesting.
It.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And you hear all the stuff about dementia, but I didn't know that there was actually a whole network in your brain.
Well, that's terrifying.
Gunk. Yeah.
Well, and I did try to. I put a phone down last night and watched a movie, which I hardly ever do because, you know, we always say people watch movies now with the phone in their hand. I'm like, I am not going to do that. I'm going to watch a movie. And so I watched The Intern. And it's a 2015 movie, but I thought it was new. It was so good. People need to watch it. And who's the girl like off the Princess Diaries? What's her name? Oh,
I'm not going to know.
And a real old famous actor too. Anyways, great movie. It's on Netflix. People should watch it. You can't not like it, I don't think.
But you put down your blue light to watch blue light.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It just felt like it was a better option for me.
That's the negative side. We think we're doing well because we put our phones down, but we're putting our phones down to watch a movie.
A bigger blue light.
On the bigger blue light in front of us. Yeah. That's, I guess, where you need the glasses. I mean, that's your only solution is to watch them with glasses on, which is going to completely
so really we just need to find. There's a lady I follow that I really like, and I know there's two of them actually, and they highly recommend a blue light company for, I mean, a blue lens. I'm going to look into that so we can talk about it next time, because it is, I really do need to do that. And I do know if you go get your glasses at Warby Parker, they add the blue light, the blue lens to the glasses.
Yeah, that's how my mine are. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you where I got my blue light. Block Blue Light is the company.
Okay, Block Blue Light.
Yeah.
They have cute frames?
Yeah, they're all okay. Fashionable frames. They look a lot, the ones I'm getting look like this close to these.
Oh, good. Those look like they have blue light on them.
They do. These do.
Okay.
Yeah, these do have, these are the ones I wear at night. And I kind of take those with me everywhere because they do have the blue light blocking on them.
But you got another pair.
I got a pair that's the red.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that'll really, I think it'll do better. We'll see.
So we always want better.
Actually, what I did, I know. Actually, what I did is I bought the ones that actually sit on top of these.
Got it. Sooner or later, we're going to start making some money on this so we can just start, we'll sample thing. We will start, you know.
We're great influencers. Yeah. We don't get paid for it, but we're really great at it.
We're willing to try anything.
So you had Dr. Teal's.
Oh, okay. So it was something I was going to try. And maybe, I think the vanilla hack has probably been around a long time. But they said to take that Dr. Teal's oil that you can get
at the store.
It's like the grocery shea butter. Stores. Yeah. It's like $5 or $6 a bottle.
Yeah.
It has to be the shea butter oil. And you add vanilla extract to it. I don't even think it's a whole bunch. You can just add, like, if you have a small bottle of vanilla extract, like half the bottle, and shake it up. And it almost looks like a lava lamp is what it looks like. But you just keep shaking it up. But you can put that on your skin. And apparently, it allegedly keeps the mosquitoes away. And your skin's moisturized. It's better than using off. I mean, it's not going to help ticks and stuff. But it'll at least keep the mosquitoes away. Because I know right now, I've even treated my yard. And I'm like, they're back again already with all this rain. It is insane.
I have all the natural insect mm-hmm. repellents. They don't really work. I was outside last week before I have a guy that comes and sprays. And so for the first three, he comes every month, first mm-hmm. 3 weeks, there's not a mosquito to be found. But by the mm-hmm. fourth week, they're starting to come back because it's worn off. Because mm-hmm. it's just like a natural, it's a chemical free
yeah.
that he sprays. So it keeps them away. It doesn't kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So they do come back. And I had that natural spray and I was outside and I sprayed it. And I was like, I'm spraying it, and the mosquitoes are just flittering around it. It doesn't even faze them. And I got one right on the palm of my hand.
And I really don't want to treat my yard again because we have so many blackout. We have so many things that, for the butterflies and bees that
it doesn't affect them.
Well, the cutter does. The off the yard guard, the cutter that, you know, the Walmart stuff does.
Okay.
Your stuff probably doesn't.
It does not. It doesn't affect them.
Yeah, because I don't want to mess with them. So I'm like, gosh darn it.
That's because that was my concern too. And it does not keep those
Watch the
away.
Vanilla just drag the bees to me. I will say, I don't even know why I forget this, because like my brother's oil, okay, the solar mm-hmm. essence, and that stuff keeps the mosquitoes away. I think I just forget about it because it comes like, it's, you know, a smaller bottle and I don't have it. And I actually do love the smell of that because it's just so herbally and
yeah.
I don't know. But that does keep the bugs away. And I probably just need to go back to using that.
And it's an oil that you put on like a lotion?
Yeah. I mean, it's spray? Yeah. And it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, it's just, it's an oil. I mean, it isn't super greasy. I mean, but it keeps the bugs away without a doubt. And that's what I used all summer for like a sunblock. Why it's a sunblock or can be, I don't know. But that's what I used.
I need to get some of that.
Oh, yeah. Have you not done
all
that?
All the other thousands of things.
Yeah, you need to do that for sure.
I know.
Because you can't go wrong adding that to anything you're using. It won't hurt anything that you've got going on.
Yeah.
It will feed your skin. And I put that under my tongue. You can't go wrong with that.
I need to get some. Because mosquitoes just freak me out. They carry so many diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I will do anything to keep them off of me. Well, we're out of time. It's already time to go.
Well, we'll see what we can uncover for you guys next week.
Oh, yeah. It's the 4th.
4th of July. Yeah. Yes. I got to keep fireworks out of my kids' hands and
all the things.
Yeah. I
Did
sent
they
Rocky.
Did they really cancel Freedom Fest here?
Oh, I hadn't even heard
I
that.
Heard they did.
Are you serious? Why?
Because yeah, parking lot big thing was just too full of water. from all the rain.
Oh, I had no idea.
I'm sure it got canceled, which is
wow
history making, I think. I don't think it hasn't been canceled. I don't know for sure.
2020. Was it not canceled?
Oh, it got canceled in 2020. Yeah. Or they just had fireworks, but no gathering.
Speaking of 2020, real quick, I posted a thing on my Instagram, the tennis balls.
Yes.
Oh my God, it just, as a reminder, it just took people back to how stupid things got during 2020. Yeah, and it was like somebody at a country club talking about, she was giving instructions on how people were still able to play tennis, but they were not allowed to touch each other's balls unless they were their family's balls. But even then, they would be allowed to kick
but not their to balls, pick them up.
But they would maybe need to put their initials on their tennis balls. And the lady realized just how crazy she was sounding. She's like, I'm going to blush. So we'll end on that note. And
you know that years from now, when we're all gone and people are watching history and watching all the stuff that happened during that time, it's going to be hilarious for them.
Yes, totally. Yeah. They're going to be like, are you kidding me? But I was like, I had to share that one.
That's so funny. Well, have a happy 4th, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Goodbye.